Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Yay! Welcome everyone to another wonderful episode of Stories of Hope today. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I come here on Transformation Talk Radio platform. I position new thought leaders, entrepreneurs that are out here in the world changing the game. Changing the game from the story that we used to live of how broken and how wounded we are to empowered creators that we are now, and that we can overcome some of our conditioning from the past. I created this series, Stories of Hope, so that you may listen to a story here that you resonate with, where you can identify yourself. Ah, that's like me. There I was. I can resonate with what this person is saying. And I'm in this place right now, so that when you hear that story, that you realize that it's going to be okay, and you're going to be able to triumph over whatever you're faced with in your life right now. That's why I created this series. I'm excited by our first guest that I'm going to introduce you to, because she's overcome a lot of things in her life, and depression is a leading cause that a lot of people are dealing with today. My guest, Lee Smith, has 25 years of experience in personal development and study, and she's turned her life around after being in depression and a depression spiral for 3 years long. Welcome to the show, Lee Smith.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
Thank you so much for coming on. So, you know, you also have done a lot of other things. I noticed in your bio that you mentioned Brendan Bouchard and Lee Grazioso. How do you say his last name?
Dean Graziosi.
Dean Graziosi. And yes, so I know if you're following that, you know, if you're part of that tribe, then I know that you are an entrepreneur on the leading edge here today and helping many others transform their lives. So what inspired you to come on today to share the core message? What is it that you want to let our audience know?
I want to fulfill two things. One was the first time I spoke in public when I was 8 years old. It was in front of a congregation of 200 people. It was a simple scripture reading. But when I left that moment, that area of speaking, I was filled with this exhilaration. And I thought to myself, what is that feeling and how do I get that back again? And that set me on a journey towards public speaking. And I would do some, drop off. Now I recognize, especially after my depression, that it's my calling. So I'm getting in touch with that 8-year-old self, letting her come alive inside and say, remember, this was your dream. Now is the time to make that real. The second thing that I want to share is when I was in college, I had a friend, we went on a coffee date, and he said, Lee, I just have to tell you something. Okay, I didn't know what was coming my way. And he said, you are so amazing. You are like a diamond. I see you take the light from other people, and then you reflect it back to them, just shining brightly in a way that they never saw themselves before. Now, college for me, I may look like it was yesterday, but trust me, it was many years ago. So that's a message that's really stuck with me. And I know it stuck with me because it's aligned with my truth and who I am. So I realized that ties in with my calling, and it's time to step out and make that happen. And so I want to be a bearer of hope, bringing joy. Life is not meant to be in suffering. It's meant to be stepping in alignment with who we are, because we are filled with what I call the three G's: gifts, greatness, and genius. Everybody has it, and it's a little something different for everybody. But when you discover or reawaken, as it was for me in my depression, what those are, then you step out and contribute. It doesn't have to be a big speaker like I want to be. You can do it in your relationships, in your home. You can do it in your work if you are an employee. If you're an entrepreneur, share that with the community. Whatever those three G's are for you, when you are giving that to others around you, whether it's a small thing or a big thing, it's stepping in and fulfilling who you really are. And that's why we're here. That's who we are meant to be. So I am on a mission to transform reactors into creators. And that's part of the core message that I'm here to share.
That's wonderful. I love the clarity. I love the confidence. I love that you're clear. And so two things come to mind. One is, how big are you going?
All the way. 7 billion people on the planet. I want to pour my heart into every single heart.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Go big or go home.
Right.
So we're going to see so much more of you, because you're talking about going big, and you want to inspire all the hearts. And so it's wonderful to really take ownership of that, which is why, you know, having a platform like this and coming on to speak your voice, to speak your truth, and to be seen, to be heard, is so important, because we all need that permission slip, if you will, that example of what it looks like when someone is really living in their truth, and they're really sharing their heart, and they're sharing their voice, and they're sharing their message. And it's hard to believe now, as we see you today, that there was a time when you struggled with depression. Would you say that the depression was, you were depressed because you weren't speaking?
Oh, definitely. I was depressed, honestly, because I lost touch of who I was. I can look back and sure, with the life's ups and downs, when I was in touch with myself, that was when I was really up. When I put others, because we're so heart-centered and in a place of service, right? I had been, at the time that the depression happened, a stay-at-home mom for 14 years. I was also a stepmom, and there was a strained relationship that impacted my marriage and all of that together. And I was giving so much to my husband, and giving so much to my stepson, and giving so much to my daughter, and giving so much to the community around me. Wasn't pouring into myself at all. And so when I lost that, that's when the depression really took its toll on me. And I was just going through the motions, just going through life, doing what I was doing day in and day out. I wasn't even aware of it. It was only in the moment when I was standing in Hawaii, of all places, watching a gorgeous sunset, surrounded by my family. It's the Christmas holiday, the happiest time of year, right? And I'm watching this, and I was so empty inside. And that's when I really woke up to it, thinking, what is wrong with me? I'm the person who loves life, and I go after it fully. How can I possibly be in this incredibly heavenly moment so empty? In that moment, when a question landed in my space, and it said, "Hey, Lee, what makes you happy?" And I came up clueless. And I said, this is it. I'm here on the beach. I am literally drawing a line on the sand, stepping over it and saying, you know what? No more. This is not who I am. I need to get back in touch with, who is Lee? Who is that diamond? Who is that 8-year-old person who wants to share a message with the world? And when I did that, and that's when I created my transformation, getting back in touch with myself, learning to love myself, fall in love with who I am, all my flaws, all my imperfections, and yet I'm still perfectly made, and then taking that message out into the world.
I love that. It's a beautiful, beautiful unfolding. Thank you for coming on, sharing your story, and inspiring so many people to go from reactor to creator. I love that. I love your message. Will you also help us share this video, audience? I'm asking you all to share this video next week when you see it live on YouTube. Will you help us share this out so that many other people can see it and be inspired by it? Now, Lee, how can the audience get in contact with you to find out more about you and get in contact with you? Yeah.
It's really simple. You can go to my website. That's upcyclecoaching.com. So that's upcyclecoaching.com. And I just simply ask for your name and your email. You'll receive a really cool free gift from me, and then we can get in touch with one another, and I'd love to hear more about what your story is and how you want to transform so that you can be the creator of the life that you want to experience.
Yes, that's wonderful. And are you on social media as well?
I am. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and I'll share that information after you visit my website.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I just want to thank you again for coming on and for sharing this powerful story and for inspiring so many people around the world to step into their dream, into their whatever it is that they came here to be, but definitely not be a reactor and be a creator. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce us to our next guest. But first, before we go, I would love it if you go to my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and help push me over to the 2.2 mark of subscribers. Yay! It's my birthday wish that I reach that goal. So 2.2K subscribers. We're at a little bit more than 1.5 right now. So if you would do that for me, I would love it if you did. Like the video, subscribe to the video, and help us share the message. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Lee.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce us to our next guest, Leonisa Belmar. And this lady has overcome insurmountable odds herself. She is going to talk to us a little bit about sexual abuse and what she's overcome. And at the same time right now, she is helping entrepreneurs heal from childhood trauma. And a lot of times when we've had sexual abuse, childhood trauma, things like that happen in our early conditioning, we really need somebody to help us get beyond that. And so this is what our next guest is here to talk to us about. Welcome to the show, Leonisa.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, it's wonderful. So I know when we invited you to come on to share a core message with the audience and something as important as overcoming sexual abuse, do you want to dive in and tell us what happened in your life that got you started on this path?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Well, when I was 10 years old, I was sexually abused in my home by a family member. And I kept it a secret, I didn't tell anyone. And what that instilled in me was the feeling of unworthiness and that I wasn't valuable. And I just held on to that. And I saw this unworthiness manifest in every area of my life. It manifested with my personal relationships, it manifested in my business. I didn't feel that I had the right to express my needs or my expectations. It showed up. I had no boundaries. I didn't know what boundaries were. In my business, I was not charging for my value. I was underservicing my own value that I was giving. I was people pleasing and overextending myself. I wasn't valuing my own time by giving too much time. And not even taking on opportunities that were being blessed to me. When I was a published writer when I was 16 years old and had opportunities coming to me. I had this great opportunity when I was 17 with a Toronto production company. They offered me to host my own show, and I just turned away from that. And another time, I started a business years ago. It was a children's fashion agency, and I was importing children's fashion, and I was wholesaling that to the retailers in Canada. And 6 months in, I was doing my first trade show, and Walmart had contacted me at a show. A buyer, like, okay, we want your products. And I was like, I walked away from the opportunity because I didn't have value in myself. I didn't just feel like I deserved it. I didn't deserve love. I didn't deserve success. I didn't deserve financial security. Not, I wasn't telling myself this, but it was showing up in my actions and the choices that I was making. And I was running away, and I was self-sabotaging any success that I would have in every area of my life. And I just hit a wall. It was 5.5 years ago, and one night I had a breakdown, and I had flashbacks of the abuse. And I was like, okay, I just can't handle this anymore, God. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of being tormented with this, of the pain. And I just can't go on. I'm totally fighting this. And I'm done. And I was just plotting. Like, I was seeing, like, how I was going to make this over for myself. And then God spoke to me. He said, Vanessa, what would you do if this is your children? What would you do? And I was like, right, my mind just shifted to that. If it was for my children, I'd fight for them. I would get justice for them. And that's when I realized my value for the first time. I was like, if I value their life, why am I not placing that same value for myself? Why am I not honoring myself and letting myself be victimized and be living in pain. And immediately I made that decision right away. I made a decision that first thing in the morning, I'm going to the police station and I'm filing a report. So I woke up that morning, 8:30, I was at the police station and I filed the report. So we went to court. This is 5 and a half, so now it's like 4 and a half or 3 years later. So we went to court and I felt freedom to be able to see face to face and tell him what he did to me and how it affected me. And just a lift of clouds just came off of me. But more important to that, I'm so glad that I did this because it actually helped other people. Because when I was in the court, I was so like anxiety. I was like so scared and like this is the first time I'm coming out with this. And they had a support dog. And I instantly felt like I was calming, my nerves were down, and to be asking, would I like to have a support dog while I'm in the while I'm presenting to the judge? And I said, yes, I would. But they would need to ask permission to the court first. And normally no one ever objects to this. But the defense attorney, for the first time, someone said, no, she can't have this dog. So Lena said, do you want us to fight for you to have this dog? You know, I suddenly had value in myself. I said, yes, I need this dog. I want this dog. I need the support. So they deliberated 3 hours in. 3 hours. They came back. Yes, I'm sorry, we're still deliberating. Do you still want this dog? And maybe till the end of the day. I mean, I'm in court from 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like 12, 1 o'clock. Do you still want this dog? Yes, I still want this dog. I need this dog. To the end of the day, still no deliberation. And then I had to come back the next day. And the next morning, Lena said, you can have this dog. And the result of me standing firm of what I needed for myself and valuing myself is that they changed the law. Anyone who comes to court who requests a support dog can never be denied. And it's in my court, in my case, only is that my name is not attached because I was a minor. It's a minor case. But my case brought that into fruition. And they said, Lena said, we've helped so many people with your decision. And I just want to say, like, that is something like you need to value yourself. You need to stand up for yourself. And this, me coming forward, broke off so many things from my life, from my mind, and shifted me. And I saw a shift and transformation in how I did business. I started having boundaries. I went first. I got therapy. I got support. I got a coach. I have accountability partners. I have a tribe of people around me who support me. So, and me doing the work, because you have to do a lot of work. And I did all that work and the process, and I saw myself changing. I had boundaries. I was respecting my time. I was honoring value in my business and receiving what I should be receiving. And really the message that I want to give to people is that you're worth it, and that if you don't seek the healing that you need in your life, it is going to impact your business. It's going to impact your sales. It's going to impact how you do relations. It's going to impact the success of your marriage, your family members, and with yourself. And if you're dealing with past trauma, to coming out and to get healing and to get therapy and to work on yourself is that you're building up that self-love for you, and you're going to grow and start to value yourself, and you're going to see a transformation in your life, and everything is going to change. And I just ask that you just take the step to give yourself that freedom, because that's what happens. You break the chain and you become free.
I love this story. I love this story. I love how you told the story. You had me sitting on the edge of my seat. Mm-hmm. And I know that when the audience listens to that, they're going to be like, wow. So the thing is that here you went from a place of not feeling worthy, completely devalued, to claiming your worth. And the way that you did it, by going to court, that was brilliant, a brilliant way. You were going into a court of law. When we're looking at the symbology behind all of it, you were going into a court of law to stand up for yourself and claim your worth. And this whole story about the dog, you know, when you were talking, I was thinking, and dog spelled backwards means God. And, you know, God is the one that originally spoke to you in the voice and said, hey, if this was one of your children. So you were protected and supported all the way through. I just got the chills all over the place. So it's an incredible journey. I'm so grateful that you listened and that you followed through, that you're out here in the world sharing your voice, sharing your message with everyone. How can people get in contact with you for coaching and or entrepreneurs for other work that you're doing now?
Yes, well, first I just want to offer everyone who's going through anything right now, the hard times, and people are just being triggered, but I write affirmations and prayers. And what I'm offering to anyone, if you need encouragement in your life or for someone else, send me a request, a detailed request of what that need is. This is free of charge. This is a gift to you. And I will write you an affirmation. I will write a prayer that's specific for your need.
And where do they contact you at?
Okay, so you can contact me. My name, Leonessa, Leonissa, Belmar, Belmar, at gmail.com. Or you can reach me on Instagram with the same name, Leonessa Belmar. Or my website, overflowwellness.club.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Leonessa, for sharing that powerful story. May you be blessed all the days of your life, and may you be blessed so you can continue on helping many other people. Thank you for coming. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. My name is Cornelia Stephanie, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I'm getting ready to introduce us to our next guest. Before I do that, I just want to tell you all to stay tuned for the 1 o'clock show today. Diane Solano, she's going to be sharing with her guests. They're going to be talking about Beyond Cravings and Willpower. Crush Your Cravings. And I know that many women can relate to that. So stay tuned for the 1 o'clock show. And then at 1:30, you're going to meet again Christelle Biga. And Christelle is going to be talking about how to use our magic to manifest what it is that we want in life. With Christelle, it is success made easy. So I'm excited. Stay tuned for the 1 o'clock show. Now, my next guest today is Nikisha Prince Haynes. And Nikisha is a competent leader. She is an entrepreneur. She is a virtual assistant. This is what she does, but she's so many others. She's a virtual assistant. She's a personal assistant. She's a published author. And she published her book in less than 12 hours, and it was ranked number one. Welcome to the show, Nikisha.
Hi, and good evening to you and all of your listeners. It's a pleasure to be on your show this evening.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. So, my gosh, you came on to share with us a core message to inspire the audience with a core message that you came to share. What is it that you want to let us know today?
Today, my core message will be about self-doubt. And a lot of times as entrepreneurs and business owners, we tend to doubt ourselves. And I'll just give you a personal story of how I get to where I am today. So for me, it started out working in a corporate organization. And after some time, work started to slow up for me. And I thought, oh, I have so many skills. Why let them waste? And there was that self-doubt in me that, oh, you would not amount to this, or, oh, there's so many authors out there, there's so many speakers out there. Just find another channel. But I believed in myself, and I know to myself that there was something different about what I have to say to the world. So I decided to talk it over with a family friend, and he said, might as well you write a book about all of your experiences so that other entrepreneurs and even seasoned entrepreneurs can learn from your mistake and not do the same thing. So I decided to myself that I was going to write this book, Your Client is Not Your Friend. But the thing about writing the book was it going to amount to anything? I thought, no, it's not going to amount to anything. So I started to doubt myself. But then luckily I have a supportive team, and that supportive team encouraged me that you can stand out. You can amount to something. So go after your dreams, go after your goals. And I must say that after publishing my book, in less than 12 hours, it ranked number one for new release. In 3 weeks' time, my book attained number one new release. I attained bestseller rank number 3, number 4, and number 8. And after then, that was a turning point in my life, because from that book, it birthed many speaking opportunities for me, engagements, seminar, etc. And the beauty about it is not only that it birthed speaking engagements and seminars for me, persons, my family, friends, and even strangers were able to launch their own business as well, because I believed in myself and I launched it. And I said to my listeners that as long as you believe in yourself and you go after your goal and you have that supportive team, nothing is impossible. And for me, seeing that strangers and my own family members and friends would have believed in themselves because of me, then there's no reason for me not to believe in myself and to continue going on and pressing on to that mark. So even at times when I want to give up, I remember my why in my business, and I remember that there are persons that are looking up to me for encouragement, and I cannot give up. So I encourage everyone, believe in yourself. As impossible as it may seem, if you just hold your head high and you keep going after your dream, then you can achieve whatever you want to achieve in this life.
I love that. I love your energy. I love your passion. I love your encouragement. I love the story of how you're living and the belief that you hold that nothing is impossible, and just, you know, your determination and perseverance. So tell the audience how they can get in contact with you if they want to hire you for speaking engagements and or virtual services, and then maybe even, you know, you're helping people to write a bestseller. So how can people get in contact with you?
Can be reached on all social handles at Your Client Is Not Your Friend, and also at Prestige Admin Services. I do have a group, a Facebook group called Your Client Is Not Your Friend, and it's surrounding my book. So I usually place all of my speaking engagements and seminar in that group so that persons can be able to follow me and get guidelines and tip of how to run their business, and if it is that they're having self-doubt, how to believe in themselves and to keep going on.
Well, I just think that's magnificent, because I certainly know many people that would benefit from your services. So be sure to like me on Facebook so that I can send people over to you very easily and effortlessly, because I know that many people are looking for this type of service and this kind of inspiration. So the entrepreneur right now, it is the entrepreneur generation that is rising in many, many ways, right? Wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Yes, yes. And you've got to be so proud of yourself.
Yes, I am proud of myself, I must say. Yeah. To look back, because this morning I was saying that when I look back on my life and I saw where I came from and where I am now, that at times I'm even stunned of my own achievements. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I feel this from you. I feel that you have overcome and achieved so much in a short amount of time, and I can feel your energy, and everybody that's going to co-partner with you is going to succeed because you have.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you, Nakisha Prince-Haynes, for being here today and for sharing your incredible gifts with all of us and your inspiration. And we look forward to seeing you more out there in the world. And thank you for being who you are. Thank you, audience. Thank you. We are going to take a break and we'll bring on our next guest. But be sure to stay tuned for the 1 o'clock show so you can watch Diane Solano and also Christelle Vega at 1:30. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. I'm so excited to introduce us to our next guest. So listen to this. Depression, sex addiction, lack of self-worth, low self-confidence. That's what my next guest victoriously turned into victories in her life and who she became. She holds a master's degree in counseling. She's a certified life coach, and she's a brain gym consultant. I can't wait to hear about that. Welcome, Karen Seltz, to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be able to share my story here with your viewers and listeners. I think, you know, in my experience, there are signs all around us pointing us toward our calling. And for me, that sign came a little more than 5 years ago. I was doing a simple project. I was cleaning out an old jewelry drawer that had this jewelry I never wore in it. And at the bottom of it, I found a note card that said, "I am an inspirational public speaker creating a huge impact in the world." Now, up until that point, I had done almost no public speaking. It was just an old dream I tucked away in a drawer. I had settled into my role as a mother, and I was a single mom of two girls that were 7 and 9. And I didn't want them to have the life that I had at that moment, which was one of regret and hopelessness and such extreme depression and low self-worth. It was really, really painful. And when I found that card, I went into the self-beat up that was my old friend back then. You know, like, who do you think you are to want that? Who would listen to you? What do you have to say anyway? You know, those common things that the inner critic will throw at us. But that only lasted for a few minutes this time. It was interesting. It actually shifted. And I began thinking about all the women who were still playing small, who were hiding, who weren't saying yes to themselves and their true callings, and weren't willing to even say out loud what they wanted. And in that moment, like, I had this God moment, like, I got the tingles, you know, the tingle test, and I knew that I was meant to serve them. But first, I had to clean up my own life and heal, because I promise you, what was happening in my reality, my outer world, did not match that vision at all, at all. I had been in this unfulfilling job that when I got it, I said, oh, this is my temporary job. I'm not going to be here long. So I never put any effort into it. And I was there over 20 years. I was so depressed. I had suicidal thoughts every single day. And it was knowing that my children would be stuck with their alcoholic father if I were to kill myself. That's what kept me alive. Wow. And I was using sex to numb all those feelings of, like, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. This is all I'm good for. That was another message that I was telling myself. And, like, at that moment, really, all I really wanted was to die. But God had other plans for me. And, you know, it was thinking, like, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. And then I just started sobbing, and I couldn't stop. And, you know, it's snot running down my face. And I'm like, God, it was like, I didn't literally drop to my knees, but figuratively I dropped to my knees. And I said, God, please help me. I'm here. I'm ready. And I'm willing to listen and be humble. And in that moment, I heard the most beautiful, loving voice say, "My child, welcome home. I have never left you. I've merely been waiting for your invitation." And so I decided in that moment to make a change. And the first thing that I did was make a decision to stop the addictive behavior. And for me, that was validation from men. It was looking for hookups, actual hookups, masturbating to numb out, to, like, not feel my feelings, and using my phone or the computer for sexual intent. Now, for the women that I coach, those addictive behaviors are more subtle. They're like playing small, giving the inner critic the floor, like, oh, sure, run rampant in my mind, you know, have a field day. Not expressing themselves authentically, not giving themselves permission to dream about what it is they came here to do. So it all starts, I believe, with that simple act of making a decision and declaring it, like, this is what I'm here for, and I'm deciding. The second thing I did was to get a sponsor in Sex Addicts Anonymous and to be willing to listen to what this person thought was best for me. Because at that point, all of my instincts were self-destructive. It reminds me of that old Seinfeld episode with George when he said, if all my instincts are wrong, I'll just do the opposite. So that's what I had to become willing to do, to like not do what I thought was best, but to defer to my sponsor. And my addict that was inside was kicking and screaming and fighting and tantruming. And the voice of the ego is so subtle. It was telling me, you are going to die if you don't act out. You're going to shrivel up and disappear. And I really, really felt it like I was going to die. And I had to learn how to stand up for myself and to kind of like talk back to the ego, like, no, that's not true. It's not true. That's not who I am. And that's not why I've come. The third thing I did was to learn to get quiet. Now, in order to do that, I had to release a lot of my old stories, like I'm too hyper to sit still. My mind is way too overactive. I have ADD. And to just be willing. Because one of the things I've learned is ego speaks first and speaks loudest. So I had to get past all that noise in here and listen for that subtle whisper, that voice for love, that voice that has always been there, but I couldn't hear it over the din, you know, over all that noise and interference that I had created. And for me, the easiest way to get to that point was to journal. So I would do like a mind dump and get rid of all the clutter in there. And then all of a sudden there'd be like a clearing. Like there would be a tiny space between thoughts where I could ask a question of my higher power. And I actually would engage in dialogue, which was beautiful. The big thing that really stood in between me and hearing that guidance was feeling like I was worthy of it. That was huge. And I found this simple meditation in this book called The Way of Mastery. And it's so simple. On the inhale, you say, I accept, silently in your head. And on the exhale, you say, the love of God. I accept the love of God. And you do this for 5 minutes a day. And I remember the day that I got this, like in my body, I'm like, if God loves me, then what else matters? I don't need anyone else's approval. If God's got me, like all things are possible. And I got it, like in my core, I got it, that I was worthy of God's love. And I was able in that moment to finally own my dream and my mission, which was big. Like my mission is to embody God's love in such a way that I'm able to share my story in this country, right, without shame, to talk about all the things that I've done that could be considered very shameful, that I no longer regret. I can just talk about them. In order to show other women what's possible for them when they not only own their past with no regret or guilt, but also they own what's great about them, their strengths, their spiritual gifts, their God-given talents. And my mission is to mirror that back to them, like God's love. And through that, I developed what I call, I don't know if this is a true term, I call it true sight, where I'm able to get myself out of the way. I do this prayer, like Holy Spirit, get me out of the way. Help me to see this person through your eyes, in a way that she receives it and can embody it. And I can cut through all those masks that they've put on over the years and see who they are as pure potentiality and see them utilizing their gifts and creating the impact that they were meant to have in the world. And I mirror that back to them until they get it, because it's not usually instant. It usually takes, you know, time after time. Like, I see you here. This is what I see possible for you. I see you doing this. And it's been in them all along. They've just covered it up with all the crap, all the shoulds and, you know, you shouldn't, whatever society and themselves have put on them to obscure their gifts and their true selves. And through that, as a result of doing all that, you know, I've been able to create meaning for myself, because what I found was one of the biggest causes for the depression I was experiencing was feeling like I wasn't contributing anything. And that was because I wasn't utilizing my gifts. I was just like going along day after day, kind of hoping that something would change, but not being willing or able really to do anything about it until things got really ugly. And as a result, I have been able to quit that old job, that unfulfilling job, start my own coaching business where I full-time get to do this. I have the honor of watching women like wake up and say, yes, this is who I am, and just like own it and be it and create this ripple effect out into the world. I share my journey whenever possible, always, without holding anything back. I do things like say, gosh, you're so cute, Karen. Like when I do something really stupid, I'm like, instead of saying you're stupid, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Look what just showed up. You know, I love myself and I accept my mission here. And one of the things that really helped a lot was realizing that my mission has nothing to do with me at all. Nothing. It's all about focusing outward and how can I serve? And when I was able to get that, I'm able to stand for my clients' visions fiercely. Like I don't let them off the hook. If they tell me they want something and they're meant to have it, I push them and they, until they can see it and own it, I don't fall for those excuses or limiting beliefs because they're illusion. They're not even real.
I love the story. I love you shared so many nuggets. Such a dynamic speaker, very inspirational, that motivational speaker, that card, that you are now embodying that. And I'm so glad that you went on the journey that you went on. Let's tell the audience how they can find you so that they can, you know, follow you and keep up with what it is that you're doing. I love that you're holding the ladies accountable and that you are, you know, mirroring and modeling to what is possible. Because one of the things about your story is the sex addiction piece, the addiction to sex, that's one form of that emotional avoidance, right, of avoiding the feelings that need to be felt. And it could be addicted to food, addicted to gambling, addicted to whatever. The inner addict is using something to avoid. It could be anything. So you were using sex, but thank you so much for being so honest. How can the audience find you and follow you on social media?
Thank you for that acknowledgement, Cornelia. It really means a lot coming from you. Mm. The best way to find me is through my website. It's happinessguru.net. Or also, I do a weekly Facebook live show on my personal page, just Karen Seltz, called Get Real, Shatter the Mold That's Kept You Stuck. And that's every day at 1:30 Arizona time, which we have a weird time zone, but look it up. Right now we're Pacific time also.
Good. And so you're on Facebook, and then are you Facebook Live, Instagram?
I'm not so much on Instagram. I just have personal stuff on there. Yeah, Facebook
is my Facebook. Yeah. Yes. And it's wonderful because I want you all, everybody that's listening to this message, to share it out with people and get this message out there, because literally there's so much gold in what Karen shared with us today and so many nuggets. Sit down, listen to this 15-minute segment, take the steps, take the notes of the different things that she's done and really truly surrendered into let the Holy Spirit take over. So thank you so much, Karen, for being here, for sharing your wisdom and sharing your gifts. And we'll definitely keep in touch with you on Facebook and watch you inspire us all. So thank you, beloved audience, for tuning in. We'll see you again next time on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you so much. Take good care. Bye, Karen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.